Yeah, what's good, y'all? Welcome to the first episode of Real Rap by Dan Status. This is where I jump on the mic and talk to y'all about this music thing that we all love to do. There's so many things about it that people just don't know. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'll be talking to the rookies. I'll be talking to, you know what I'm saying, you know, to the pros who's been doing this for, you know, ever and a day and everything else and everybody in between. Now, today's episode, I'm going to deal with the rappers today. You know what I'm saying? Especially the rookie rappers. Okay, you little rookies out there doing your rookie thing. Putting your little words together thinking you're hot. Now, everything I say in this show is that of Dan Status and represents no one else on planet Earth. And also, too, I do come from a place of love. This ain't hate. All right? But the one thing about you motherfuckers is y'all niggas don't understand regular language, nice language, you know. So I'm going to have to cuss you out because that's what you're going to respond to. I got to stir up your emotions and feelings and shit, you know. Just like in your raps, you niggas need to go out and live life because your raps are boring, okay? Especially you little rookie dudes, right? Because y'all just basically, right now, you're trying to figure out who you are as an artist, if you are an artist, or I mean, or you just one of them dudes, you just want to rap for fun and think you're going to get bitches on your dick. And you may get a few bitches. I mean, it may not be top quality, but you know, you're going to go get your dick sucked a little bit here and there, and you know, you think you're doing something. But in reality, you ain't doing much, dude. All right. You know, so like first things first, right? You niggas got to remember is y'all are writers. Your lyrics is like pieces of a story. It's pieces of a book, of a movie. And y'all niggas just rap about the same old shit that everybody else is rapping about. And it's boring. See, y'all didn't pay attention in English class. All right. So y'all just think, because see, I've seen y'all write y'all raps. Okay. Now I know, boom, when you're writing, in the spur of it, boom, boom, you just writing down stuff. So, you know, you're writing shorthand, ugly hand, invisible words and all that. But at the end of the day, man, y'all lack feeling in y'all shit because y'all don't live life. I mean, what's the most you do? You hang out on the block, talk shit, have y'all niggas as bitch ass niggas to begin with. All right. You talk about things that you want. Now, one thing I will give y'all niggas credit, y'all is some dreamers. Okay, you know, how they talk about you write down your dreams and they become reality. I give y'all niggas credit on that. Y'all are some big dreaming motherfuckers. Other than that, y'all niggas stink. Now, I know y'all is like, well, who the fuck is you talking this shit, nigga? Look, I used to rap, all right? I used to read books, real books. Y'all niggas don't even read shit, man. Y'all barely read the fucking stop sign and do not enter traffic signs and shit. Come on now. That's why niggas ain't feeling y'all. Now, of course, a lot of niggas ain't feeling y'all because y'all still figuring yourselves out. All right. So you get a cat who can rap, you know what I'm saying? He's just going to disrespect your gait and shit. And he ain't going to help you. All right. Because he sees you as some sort of threat. All right. Or what they'll do is they'll see you got some ideas and you're still kind of dumb. So they'll take you under their wing and they'll steal your shit. All right, there's not too many niggas that's going to really help you out to craft your game, but your boy will. Like, one of the things you need to do is start reading books, all right, and start studying writers, not so much rappers, writers, okay, people who write books, who write movies and see, you know, their ideas and, you know, their inspirations to do what they do. All right, because, you know what I mean, like one thing you niggas love, that Scarface movie, well, boom, find out who wrote it. All right, pick his brain and then apply that to your raps. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like I said, I mean, y'all niggas just swag, swag, swag. You say like one word all the fucking time over the same fucking beats and shit. I mean, that's cute, you know, for the here and now, but also too, you want to have some sort of longevity in this shit. And the one thing y'all got is the power of words. You speak the English language, pick up a fucking dictionary, figure out words, you know, build more intricate rhymes. Now, by me saying all this, I get like the fan base is stupid. Okay, your average rap fan is stupid. So you have to cater to their stupidity. But even in their stupidity, you can be intelligent and yet stupid. Just give them enough intelligence that they ain't going to like melt their brain. All right. But still keep it stupid enough that you're popular. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, y'all niggas always talking about, all right, bitches, you want to fuck bitches. Bitches, you fucking. How much dope y'all just don't even take weed no more, man. Y'all just on dope. All right, y'all sniffing cocaine, taking all sorts of barbiturates and all this other stuff, which y'all should be selling it, but that's neither here nor there. But y'all take that shit, you know, and make all these new concoctions, and y'all like Molly and Mary and whatever name y'all come up with the newest dope of the week. I mean, that's cool. You talk about how much money you splurge, in which in reality, especially you rookie rappers, y'all niggas ain't got no job. So I don't know what money you getting. And when I mean a job, y'all don't even sell dope. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't even know how to steal right, but that's another topic for later. So what you want to do is sit and study your craft. Work on your rhymes. You know what I'm saying? Work on your cadence. That's how you sound on the mic. Because as a rookie, all rookies, I don't care who they are, all your great rappers started out garbage. Every last night. They ain't going to tell you that. But their first little homemade rhymes was weak. And they got better over time. All right? And you're going to start off the same way. You're going to be garbage, dude. And niggas ain't going to fuck with you because you whack. All right, now some dudes would just blatantly come out and say you're whack. Others, they, you know what I'm saying, they're a little bit nicer. So, right now, dude, you whack. I'm just telling you. But, with hard work and dedication, you can become great. You can become decent. You know what I'm saying? But y'all niggas, man, I just sit back and look at y'all and... yeesh. But long story short, man, to get your game up, start to read. It's okay. Put some knowledge in your mind. I know it's not cool to be smart, but you can play dumb and yet be smart. You can show people your stupidity and, yeah, I'm stupid. That's cool. But when you go home, you be smart. Always remember this. Smart people run the world, not stupid people. Always remember that. And this is episode 1 of Real Rap. I'm out.